Welcome to Sock Monkey Sound, a music and culture podcast based in Rockford, Illinois. My name is Chip Copeland, and today we have another interview from the 2011 Middle West Music and Arts Festival. This time it is with Carrie McDonald of Christie Front Drive. At the time that I sat down to interview Carrie, I didn't know he was from Christie Front Drive. Christie Front Drive was an influential emo band from the 90s. They recently reunited for some shows, but Carrie is also a tour manager. And so at Sock Monkey Sound, we like to interview some people that have something to do with the business end of the music industry. And I thought that it was a good opportunity to sit down and talk to a tour manager. But as I was talking to Carrie, I found out that he was in Christie Front Drive. So it was pretty interesting. I knew that I had heard of Christie Front Drive before, but I couldn't place it. And then when I got home, I went back, and sure enough, Christie Front Drive was on a split EP with Jimmy World that I had. So, you know, it was really cool to get the chance to talk to Carrie about his work as a tour manager. And he's been a tour manager for bands like the New Pornographers and Stephen Malkmus. So without further ado, here's the interview with Carrie. This is real and raw and on the streets behind the Egyptian Theater in DeKalb, Illinois. Welcome to Sock Monkey Sound. I'm Chip. I'm here with Carrie. What is your last name, sir?
Carrie McDonald.
And Carrie is out with Tokyo Police Club. He's been out for 2 days now. He's a tour manager. Tell some of our listeners who you've worked with.
I've worked with the New Pornographers, Tom Waits, Camera Obscura, The Vaselines, Pinback, Rogue Wave, Matt Nathanson, Patrick Park, Passion Pit, and I'll be going out with Stephen Malkmus in a couple weeks.
You just like named off a who's who of a lot of bands that our listeners enjoy, and also bands that we cover on our site. What is the job of tour manager?
The job of the tour manager is everything unglamorous with the entertainment end of the tour. I take care of all travel arrangements, all hotel bookings, flight arrangements, cars, bus rentals, bus parking, city permits for bus parking, customs and duty and import and exportation when you're sending gear over borders. What else? All the money. I pay all the payroll of people. I do all the settlement of the shows when you get paid by the promoter. And I'm also a production manager. I do sound also. So that's all the technical aspects of the event.
How did you get into doing this? Were you a musician
initially? I fell into this. Yes, I toured in my own band. I was in a band called Christie Front Drive back in the 90s. And, you know, you just kind of learned it yourself back then. And then I started, I guess the first band I went out with was The Promise Ring. And then, you know, I had a studio and I learned to do sound. Sound led to being a sound guy. Then sound guy on the road, learned I was responsible, could keep people on time and deal with money. And that turned into tour managing. It's just kind of like if you do this job and you do it right, just kind of kept growing. I just kind of went from tour to tour and learned more and more, and then I did a lot of corporate production and just kind of learned as I did it. Been doing it for 12 years or so.
Pretty steady work.
It is. There's actually a ton of work at doing it. It's very tough. I burned out. I quit. I did quit. I quit about 3 years ago. I couldn't do it anymore. Had the meltdown. I was crying on a hotel room floor in Portland of stress. And I got out of it for a while and did corporate production and kind of, it's all the same thing, doing big corporate events, and now I'm back out sticking my toe back in the water to try it again.
It seems like with the way the industry has changed within the last 10 years that one of the best ways that bands can make money and make a living at doing this is touring. So I guess someone of your skills would be in demand, right?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, everybody I know who does this, that's, you know, I mean, not, I don't know either way to say it. Anybody that does this that's generally good at it is busy. And in demand. And a lot of it's just if you're nice to be with them. I find there's a lot of guys who are good at the skill set of this, but maybe aren't as friendly to travel with. I find most bands will, you know, it's a balance. I feel like most bands will keep a tour manager on who's easier to be with and maybe not quite as good as their job, whereas there's some guys that are amazing at their job and assholes. They're not going to last long.
If you're nice and you smell all right, then that's a big leg up, right?
If you shower appropriately, and generally don't talk too much, you won't drive everybody crazy.
Just do the job.
Do the job.
So some of the bands that you mentioned that you'd worked with before, do you think that most artists are just people too? Because that's one thing that I've always kind of wondered about. And in interviewing people like David Bazan, you get to know, hey, these people are not, you know, quote unquote, necessarily, while they do achieve a level of success and notoriety, they're still human beings. I mean, you probably get to see that a lot.
Yeah, no, everybody's, I feel like that's what people mostly want on tour, is to, you know, I think that's part of the biggest job, I should say the biggest job of the tour manager is all those statistics or whatever I laid out. Essentially, your biggest job is to make the artist feel like a real person, like to make it comfortable so they don't have to deal with any of that, so they can just kind of go on living a normal life. You know, there's that 2 hours at the venue on and off stage is maybe where they kind of step away from, but everywhere else, you know, my job is really to make it so they can go on living a normal existence, and you know, they're all
as much as you can on the road.
As much as you can on the road, and everybody's totally normal.
It's really interesting when you actually get to, like I said, you get to sit down and you really talk to them about baseball or whatever, you know, and it's
I've met a lot of baseball fans. That's my ex. A lot of them, like, you know, you realize, like, how normal they are, like, you know, like, they're more interested in the football game than they are, you know, playing Lollapalooza, you know, like, so.
Yeah, you know, when...
Can you hear me okay with the band rocking?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. So, I mean, that brings up an interesting point, though. Would you name names if there's somebody that's been difficult to work with that you would, like, absolutely never, and you don't care if you burn that bridge?
It's funny. Out of all the names that I named, those are all the people that I enjoyed working with. The ones I didn't name will remain nameless, but I've worked with some real jerks.
I was at a theater the other night, and I asked just a really normal dude, you know, he's been working at a theater in Rockford, Illinois for, you know, since he was 17, he's 30 now. I asked him, I was like, who's the biggest jerk? And he said, Kenny G. Hands down, he said, Kenny G was the biggest asshole he's ever had to deal with.
You know, and in fact, like, even the ones I've worked with are total assholes. I feel like once they generally can get away from it, I feel like the career makes them the asshole. Like, I haven't worked with many that I feel like in life are an evil person, but just, like, the craziness and stress, and, you know, I feel like some people just aren't built for it. You know, they're not built for it. Touring's tiring, you know, especially and when you get the next level up and it's, you know, really early load-ins and flying from place to place and new country and just a lot, there's a lot of... You know, there's not much downtime, and some people just get this stress and they don't handle it as well as others.
I think that's what happened to Prince. Honestly, like Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, those guys, they lived in an isolated bubble for so long, and everything is handed to them. It's like they get detached from.
Yeah, they're at that level. You're completely detached from reality.
Yeah. So, what's next for you personally after, how long are you going to be out with this band?
Well, this is the first time I've worked with these guys. Their management knows me and called me up, and I happen to have a week off, so I'm just doing 4 days with them. And I go out with Steve Malcolmus and the Jicks for about a month, starting in a couple weeks, and then hopefully go fishing. Take some more time off and do some fly fishing, and we'll see if I keep doing it. I don't know.
Now, your band that you were in the 90s, where could people find that?
Christy Front Drive?
Yeah, because I've heard of Christy Front Drive, but I honestly, you know, it's been so long. I'm going to be honest with
you. It's actually really easy to get. It's all being reissued right now by Magic Bullet Records, and we're actually playing... We're playing with Jimmy Eat World. We're playing some reunion shows. We're playing with Jimmy Eat World at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. but I think it sold out, so that didn't help get records. Yeah, you can find it online, Christy Front Drive.
That's cool. So are you guys getting back together for just those dates?
Yeah, we're just doing some reunion shows. That's just for the heck of it. We all play music, and we're all still friends, and we hadn't played. We broke up in 96, I think.
That was, we talked to Eric Bachman right before Archers of Loaf got back together.
Yeah,
and
we're
at the time,
with
he was
Archers of Loaf tomorrow night, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Which I'm excited, because I saw Archers of Loaf like in 92 or 93 or something like that, and I haven't seen them since. So.
I can't remember exactly the year, but I saw them open up for Superchunk back in Atlanta, the venue called The Masquerade.
Yep. I know that place.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'd love to see them again if I get a chance, but I don't know. I'm having a kid next month, so we'll see what happens.
that will end my... That's the thing. It's hard. I'd say the hardest thing about this job and touring is and I think why people stress out, you're away from your families and kids, and I don't have kids yet, but that's where I don't know how you can keep doing this. And a lot of artists start bringing their kids on tour, but that's the complaint you hear as you do this as you get older. Especially when your kids are young, you go away for 7 months.
You miss a lot.
You miss a whole lot, age one to age 1 year, 7 months is
right.
A big change.
Yeah, so, this is probably my last time of coming a festival for a while, Well, Carrie, it was great talking to you. Really good to get some perspective on the business out on the road, so thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Our Middle West Festival coverage was sponsored by Kickstand Productions and Audio Theme. Kickstand Productions is Northern Illinois' premier concert promoter. Visit them at kickstandproductions.net for all their upcoming shows. And Audio Theme. If you're a band, artist, photographer, or a WordPress developer, visit audiotheme.com and join their mailing list so you'll be the first to know when new and exciting themes designed specifically for artists are available. Websites for musicians just don't get any easier than audio themes for WordPress. Thanks again to Carrie McDonald of Christy Front Drive and tour manager extraordinaire for taking the time out of his day to talk to me at the Middle West Music and Arts Festival 2011. It was a really cool conversation. He's a nice guy, it was a cool experience, and I completely it took me by surprise when I was later on I realized this guy was in a very influential band. It was a cool experience, just like the entire Middle West Music and Arts Festival was. You can find us at sockmonkeysound.com, where you can find our archive of episodes. We also have some articles that you can peruse. You can also find us on Facebook and also on Twitter. Please leave us an iTunes review. It really helps people find the show. You can call us or drunk dial us if you prefer at 815-315-9552. We'd really appreciate the voicemail. And once again, my name is Chip for Sock Monkey Sound. Bye-bye.